Hello, I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. This is the Insight Hour. Welcome. Thanks for joining us this evening. It is May the 16th, and there's some special news brewing from Capitol Hill that I'd like to discuss this hour. It is very, extremely important, particularly if you have a desire to live on this planet and get along in some semblance of normalcy and protecting your body temple against invasions from, let's just say, foreign angels or fallen angels is probably more like it. We're going to talk tonight about this Mark of the Beast, this biochip that tomorrow, and I'm having this program tonight because tomorrow on Capitol Hill, we have apparently heavy-duty discussions, possibly a vote taking place tomorrow with regard to the digital biochips for the identification cards for the healthcare system technology that they're saying is so wonderful. Well, we're going to take a real close look at that tonight. We're going to show you who's behind it, what the not simply the economic agendas are, but more importantly, what are the spiritual, physical ramifications of this whole technology. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. If you haven't been in touch with my work previously, you might want to check out our website, my official website, that is well, we have a number of websites, but the official website for Dr. Len Horowitz is just that, drlenhorowitz.com. That's www.dr, that's D-R-L-E-N, Horowitz, H-O-R-O-W-I-T-Z. A good Jewish boy asked me all the time, how come you moved to a place up like northern Idaho? Don't you know there are Nazis up there? I say, yeah, somebody's got to keep an eye on them. But that's what one of the things that I've been doing quite often is exposing health science, U.S. government cover-up investigations and its links to the neo-Nazis and the globalists who today are really virtually implanting the mark of the beast, as we're going to talk about tonight. So go to drlenhorowitz.com and you'll get a lot of excellent files and links. Link to the publishing company of 15 books that I have currently, the national bestseller. I'm probably most famous or infamous, depending on who you talk to, what circuits you travel in. The book Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional, national bestselling hardcover. Excellent text reference. The publishing company is Tetrahedron, Tetra, T-E-T-R-A-H-E-D-R-O-N .org. That's tetrahedron.org, nonprofit educational publishing company. And there's another website that I want to share with you that is important in terms of all the books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, healthcare products that I highly recommend you check out, if not purchase and be blessed by. They're on the website healthyworlddistributing.com. That's www.healthy, H-E-A-L-T-H-Y, world, all one word, distributing.com. Toll-free number for Healthy World is 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. And the great folks at Healthy World will help you deal with or get to anything that I've produced and or I'm going to mention today, the books, the tapes, the DVDs, whatever we are discussing. That's a key source for you, key contact for you. So I want to thank you for joining us. This evening, I'm fairly, I wouldn't say disturbed. I would say mildly to moderately alarmed. I think most people who are not aware of this trend, I've watched it now and prophesied about it for years. In fact, about 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, for the Prophecy Club, which is a national Christian organization that kind of looks at what has been prophesied in the Bible and looking at current events and kind of bringing the links together. And I did a couple different programs for the Prophecy Club, one of which is called Star Wars Weapons and End Times Warfare. And that dealt with the subject that we're going to discuss tonight. It goes into depth about this issue of how do these space-based technologies, these satellite technologies, link to the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel and the industrialists who are literally, oh, let's say, mass mind-controlling using the mainstream media. and that tonight's presentation, tonight's Insight Hour presentation is about what's taking place right now in the mainstream media with regard to heralding the new healthcare system that Clintons has started. Of course, Hillary Rodham Clinton is famous for her proposing her national health care plan, and what's taking place currently is that this is actually moving ahead in the shadows of government, behind closed doors, in collaboration with private corporations. These plans are actually coming to fruition. Let me read to you a little bit about this problem as I see it, and as you probably, if you have eyes to see and ears to hear truth that is somewhat disturbing, you might want to be looking at this. Applied Digital, it's the name of a company, Applied Digital, I've written about them before, wants millions of Americans to be implanted with a RFID chip. That's an identification chip and a positioning device. And of course, it's now called the Frist, Bill Frist, that is, who is a medical deity. He's an MD, and I've watched him rise in power over the last decade to become a major mover and shaker in the majority, the Republican majority currently, and that the man literally has no scruples. He's been on the take consistently by the large pharmaceutical companies. The agenda that he moves forward is completely that of a prostitute, a pharmaceutical prostitute, and nothing more. So, of course, if you are familiar, very likely, you may not be familiar with Frist's work, but you're probably familiar with Hillary Rodham Clinton. She pretty much ran the White House when her husband was snorting his cocaine and getting, you know, what the rest is. Anyway, the Clinton Bill Frist bill, it's called Senate 1262, would pave the way for this implanted RFID chip for allegedly medical purposes. Former Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson is another major player here that I want to draw your attention to. Now, I'm reading from an article from Christopher Bentley that just came out a little while ago in the New American, which I really do not recommend putting too much emphasis on what the John Birch Society puts out. And the reason why I say that is, you know, although, and let me give you a prescription in a minute of how it is that I do my research, but the John Birch Society typically tells a right-wing, very, very extremely right-wing, and thereby fairly limited view of the whole picture. On the left wing, you've got similar organizations that do just the same thing for the liberal faction. But with regard to the John Birchers, after attempting numerous times to collaborate and to advance, because in my own personal development, I thought being conservative was pretty much the way to go after I realized that the whole liberal scene was not really where it's at, and that the whole globalist effort is something that we need to look at and be concerned about, particularly if we have children, what's going to take place in New World Order in the future. At any rate, the HHS Secretary Tommy Thompson is discussed in this article by the John Birchers, which really lost my credibility my faith when they distorted the wonderful work of Joyce Riley, at the time Captain Joyce Riley, and Dave Von Kleist with regard to Gulf War syndrome, and the hideous intoxication via vaccinations of the Gulf War troops en route to the Gulf, and then, of course, 200,000 out of 700,000 returned from the Gulf hideously infected with what's called mycoplasma, which was developed apparently, according to reliable resources, in a laboratory in Texas called Tanox Biomedical Systems, co-owned by James Baker III, Secretary of State under George H.W. Bush. So that Tommy Thompson is written up in this current article by the John Birchers. As the former Health and Human Services Secretary who served in the Bush administration's first term, this is, of course, the new president's first term, recently joined the board of directors of a Florida-based company named Applied Digital. Now, Applied Digital is the owner of VeriChip, V-E-R-I, capital C-H-I-P, the company that specializes in making implantable radio frequency identification chips, or RFIDs, for both people and pets. On July 31st, 2005, London's The Business periodical reported that Thompson, quote, is putting the final touches in a plan that could result in U.S. citizens having an RFID chip inserted under their skin. Scott Silverman, CEO of Applied Digital, told WebMD. Now, folks, WebMD is the main propaganda website for the Illuminati, virtually. Certainly the globalists, the petrochemical pharmaceutical industrialists have a premier website for propaganda purposes established in WebMD and the medical news thereon. On July 27, 2005, this Scott Silverman reported that some 2,000 people worldwide are using his company's implants. But the WebMD report noted soon he expects that millions of people will get VeriChip implants every year. Silverman also commented to WebMD that when his company first announced VeriChip, a network poll asked people if they would put one in their bodies. And the research indicates that over the last couple years, since 2004, these reports began, and these poll surveys began, there has been a dramatic increase in the positive responses to public acceptance for these chips. Now, what they're telling you that these chips are wonderful for is, for example, chipping your child in case they are stolen. You're going to be able to find out, locate via satellite technology where on earth they are, literally, wherever on earth they may be. Also, they tell you that it's wonderful for prisoners to keep track of prisoners if we don't like them. And, of course, the next stage is what we see in various motion pictures. And today, Mission Impossible has a great example of a biochip being implanted in the brain of your heroes. And that if they misbehave, then the devils simply zap them and their brains explode. That is Hollywood's rendition of VeriChip's biochip. At any rate, they're also telling us that this is wonderful for convenience sake. You won't have to carry your credit cards around anymore. Because you see, those credit cards are really old technology. Those little magnetic strips, they wear out. You can't use them anymore. They're a pain in the neck. They delay you getting it out of those lines. They delay the shoppers. For all the minutes and time delay, man, that's money. Money is time. Time is money. In corporate America, corporate world. And now you begin to realize that what they're going to be coming out with is the simple thing. All you have to do is wave your little forehead or your wrist over a scanner. This thing is going to be picking up your radio frequency signals from space-based technology, satellites, in fact, so that the typical store scanners are going to be very, very competent in receiving these signals, and they'll have not only your amount of account balance in their computer system, they will have your DNA sequence and your medical history to boot. So that's a very real technology. In fact, when you study nanotechnology, you realize that the technology of the planet revolutionizing as it is currently, that it's going to be making this, what I'm telling you, pale by comparison within the next decade. So we don't have too many skeptics anymore. And that this is real, this is happening now, and that tomorrow, apparently on the House floor, the office of Ron Paul wants you to know that Ron Paul is going to be getting up and telling these people that they should not be doing this, not be moving this particular medical biochip initiative forward. Now, let me give you a little bit more background. Who are the players here? I mentioned Bill Frist, whore and prostitute for the pharmaceutical industrialists. Let me read you a little bit of what I've written in previous years. I'm going to share with you a little bit of background on Tommy Thompson. If you don't think what I'm telling you is the truth, if you don't think that these people do not have your best interest in heart, and if you think that it's simply money and even power that they're interested in at this particular time in history, you're wrong. In fact, what these people are after is the most advanced bio-spiritual warfare technology for the application not only of human enslavement and enslaving humanity forever and ever, but literally the decimation of the population, the mass killing. Let me just give you, as a foreshadowing of what I'm about to tell you, just a little hint of where this technology is going and where this policy and this agenda really has targeted. This is going to the understanding of your DNA, your genetic code. As I shared with you in the book, DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, produced in 2005, that is a slam dunk on the fact that your DNA is an antenna to the Creator. It's a receiver and a transmitter of virtually God's love and the other frequencies from the kingdom of heaven. Now that truth, I know it's hard to understand, hard to appreciate, but if you read the latest book that we just did called Walk on Water, or get the DVD, Walk on Water, 3-hour presentation, you'll understand what I'm saying, because we now have the scientific, hard, cold mathematics to back up exactly what I just said, that your DNA actually is a receiver. That sacred spiral receives and transmits light and sound frequencies, like radio frequencies. Frequencies are simply mathematics in operation based on the laws of physics. The laws of physics are based on math. In the beginning, there was the Creator Word and water. The Word is sound frequencies. That's math. So in the beginning, there was the Creator, there was the math, and there was the water out of which everything else came, says the Bible. So does science, the most advanced water science and astronomical investigations taking place right here where I'm broadcasting from, the Big Island of Hawaii. We have the world's best telescopes. And NASA scientists in the year 2000 determined that everything in space, all the cosmic bodies, all the celestial bodies, the cosmic creations, have come out of water. That space is full of water. That when you're in a room, although it might be a little humid, the fact is, even when it's not humid, you're in water. And so that's the reality. Your DNA is actually bathed in this structured water matrix, and that's what facilitates it for receiving and transmitting light and sound signals that literally crystallize you or precipitate you in a quantum field at every given instant. Now that's 93 approximately percent of what DNA's function is versus the approximate 3% of the function of DNA acting as a protein synthesis template, as mainstream medicine, mainstream academia wants you to believe. That's all she wrote concerning DNA. It produces RNA for protein synthesis. Hogwash. 93% of its function we slam dunk in the book DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, and you'll see that it is indeed an antenna to the Creator, operating off of frequency signals, just like this biochip is doing. So let me read to you a little bit from the past works. I'm also going to read a little bit portion from the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. Death in the Air came out, folks, 3 months before September 11th. Think of the title, Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, wherein I wrote a bit about Tommy Thompson, HHS Secretary Tommy Thompson, and I wrote about the biochips. First of all, to refresh your memory, let's go back to talk about the anthrax mailings and Tommy Thompson's involvement there. You didn't know HHS Secretary Tommy Thompson had something to do with the anthrax mailings, did you? So to refresh your memory, let's go back to September 2001. It was just a couple weeks after we had 9/11 attacks that suddenly the threat, publicly announced, promoted by mainstream media, the anthrax mailings hit the press. But in fact, I walked into my FBI headquarters 1 week before the first press announcement about the anthrax mailings, and I told the FBI investigators there in northern Idaho, which is, again, the neo-Nazi capital of America, allegedly, really the neo-Nazi capital of America, in my humble opinion, is New York, connected via satellite to Berlin and London. But you see, back that time, I walked into my FBI headquarters because broadcasters I saw, such as Peter Jennings on ABC Nightly News, that's September 26th, to be precise, 2001. That's about 2 weeks after, actually a little less than that, after the terrorist attacks, the insiders, operatives for Central Intelligence and British Secret Service, detonated, demolished the World Trade Towers and the other building that housed very, very important intelligence data. There's a lot of wonderful authors, and there's been fantastic, excellent scientific as well as engineering expertise applied to the analysis of what I've just said, the intentional demolition of the two Trade Center buildings. So, but at any rate, this is just a couple weeks after that, not even. There was featured on Peter Jennings' ABC Nightly News, it's what caught my attention. I've been studying anthrax for about 3 years and watching the anthrax agenda unfold. Jennings was promoting Bayer's Cipro, the Bayer Pharmaceutical Company's, quote, anthrax antibiotic, end quote, called Cipro. And it was unprecedented, highly suspicious, and very risky. I noted that there was no evidence whatsoever that this was to be appropriate for the prophylaxis of America's people against anthrax by the scientific literature. The Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control had somehow institutionalized specifically Cipro, while at the same time they were advancing what was called the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act for infectious disease and bioterrorism response that was more totalitarian than it was humanitarian. States were strongly encouraged, politically pressured, in fact, to enact this legislation that authorized forced quarantining of large urban populations. States were given, according to their publications, a public health authority who would be solely responsible for directing this type of emergency response, that is, to force masses of people begrudgingly into these concentration camp-like quarantine facilities and injecting and infecting them with risky pharmaceuticals such as Cipro, as well as the anthrax vaccine, tied, as it was, to the smallpox vaccine by those that were promoting both. And who were they promoting it to? People, primarily, Tommy Thompson, in government, who had the purse strings to purchase lots of it. So, due to the media panic, the officials and celebrities all began to endorse Cipro. Sales skyrocketed more than 1,000% over those ensuing weeks. At a single customer's cost of $700 for a mere 60-day prescription of Cipro, the resulting revenue helped literally rescue the German-based Bayer Corporation from the brink of bankruptcy. Bayer Corporation, you should note, historically, is extremely infamous. They are and were the company that principally produced the concentration camp labor facilities of the Third Reich. They ran them. Hermann Schmitz, by the way, the president of Bayer at the time, owned more shares of Rockefeller Standard Oil Company than any of the individual Rockefellers. So the amount of political and economic pressure to bear on this whole political agenda involving people's lives was enough, apparently, to persuade HHS Secretary Tommy Thompson to rush and spend millions on the special, quote, he called it special, end quote, Cipro contract in further defense of allegedly the nation's health. By November, in fact, more than 30,000 panicked people in the Washington, D.C. area alone were taking Cipro. And still unreported by the mainstream media was the grave likelihood that given Cipro's myriad side effects, the largely untested status of it would bring people to become ill. And that's precisely what happened. Months later, my fears and dire predictions regarding Cipro's toxicity came true. A few select news servers, including the Washington Times, reported that, get this, at least half of all Cipro recipients suffered long-term side effects, mostly brain damage. Over 90% of those suffering the side effects sustained chronic brain dementia. Meanwhile, the deadly mailings, a form of serial homicide if you really get down to it, had seemingly stumped our nation's adroit sleuths. From a criminal investigator's perspective, the most obvious question remained to be asked, especially who benefited financially or otherwise from those mailings. You know, I prescribed what's called Occam's razor analysis. Occam's razor analysis for the investigation of this whole anthrax mailing would have been very appropriate. Occam held that the most obvious explanation for a mystery is typically the most accurate. And homicidal detectives, in this case, the investigators at the FBI, were aware of this Occam's razor also. They learned certainly enough in their training to simply follow the money. It's a rule of thumb. And anybody who followed the money in this particular case would end up with HHS Secretary Tommy Thompson spending billions of dollars to fund what is a bear corporation. And ultimately, if you go into the website I'm going to tell you in a second, go get a 25-page special report on the anthrax mailings, you will realize that besides the Bayer Corporation working with organizations such as the Carlyle Group, whereby the money managers of the anthrax and the smallpox vaccine producers were actually the ones who were benefiting financially from this anthrax mailing more than anyone else, and it ultimately comes back to where you've got a completely out of control group of people operating at the deepest levels of government and in your own central intelligence agency. To get that special report, I would highly recommend you read it if you have any interest in this issue, is www.tetrahedron.org. That's the publisher I mentioned earlier. Tetra, TetraHedron.org. At any rate, what you'll learn also, if you pick up the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, which dealt heavily with the space-based technology issue. And Dennis Kucinich at the time, he was advancing his House bill. I can't remember exactly the number. I think it was 2813 or something like that, which was called the Space Preservation Act of 2002. And then he had another one in 2003. Preserve Space, it was called. It had a nice name to it. But when you read it, you really understood what it was about. It was about saving humanity from the aberrant electromagnetic frequencies being transmitted from the space-based technology that could have, according even to the Senate, to the House bill, a capacity to produce psychotronic warfare. That is, insert thoughts, feelings, moods, modify behaviors of human populations targeted from space. the satellite technology being as advanced as it is, the fact that your DNA is a radio, virtual sound frequency receiver, and a light frequency receiver and transmitter, and that you as a human being are literally a physical manifestation from a spiritual world, another dimension, that these waves and frequencies ultimately mathematics travels in. So let me just read to you a brief section, kind of like the summary section of where the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare leaves you with regard to this non-lethal, they call it non-lethal, it's extremely lethal, electromagnetic weaponry. Since leading globalists consider excess population is war material, that's a quote, excess population is war material, it always has been that way. You heard yesterday that Bush is moving National Guard persons to the border, allegedly, to keep the peace down there. Well, you know, got to put these young kids to work somehow, right? So, in the more, quote, peaceful New World Order, the think tanks of yesteryear, such as the one advanced by Lewin et al., advised reducing our excess populations to the tune of approximately two-thirds. The United States population is targeted for between one-half to two-thirds decimation. And it's called, quote, a comprehensive social control program, end quote. Or, as the report from Iron Mountain put it, slavery, a form of human slavery in which the enslaved would not even know they were enslaved. Technologically possible today, and that the capability to provide worldwide technological slavery is certainly within this technology's extended range. I was talking about HARP and the Montauk-like electromagnetic frequency generators, based as they were, brilliantly worked, by Tesla, Nikola Tesla, who we can thank for our alternating current. So this is real technology, folks. The military has been working with it for a long time. Since the beginning of the 1900s, they took Tesla's work to heart. And it's been perfected in Britain, in Russia, Germans, and American intelligence agencies all have some aspects of this applied technology, as early as the 1940s, that is. What's called scatterback of specific electromagnetic frequency broadcasts are capable of modifying, if not completely controlling, numerous aspects of the human condition and behavior. In this context, simple identification and surveillance programs, such as the ones that they're advancing with biochip, and by the way, I want to just read right from the company's prospectus. This is the very chip company that produces this, and HHS Secretary retired Tommy Thompson is on the board of directors now of this company that's advancing this Hillary Rodham Clinton and Bill Frist effort to put medical biochips in everybody's body that's going to serve beyond medicine to identify you, track you, wherever you stand. Now, let me just tell you that this is not speculation. Let me read to you directly from what they call their company as a front. I told you that the company is called Applied Digital. Well, guess what? They always do this. They have a company on top of a company. It's like the shell game. You can't even find the thing after they move the shells around for a while. That's the truth about this, too. Here, get this. They've named the company the Digital Angel Corporation. Yep, you heard it right. The Digital Angel, might as well be called the Digital Devil Corporation, but they've named it the Digital Angel Corporation. And here's what they say about the Digital Angel Corporation. Digital Angel Corporation develops and deploys sensors and communication technologies that enable rapid and accurate identification, location tracking, and condition monitoring of high-value assets. High-value assets? That's what you are. You're a slave. You are a high-valued asset, according to these people. Continue quote. Applications for the company's products include identification and monitoring of pets, fish, poultry, humans, and livestock through its patented implantable microchips, location tracking, and message monitoring of vehicles and aircraft in remote locations through systems that integrate GPS and geosynchronous satellite communications, and monitoring of asset conditions such as temperature and movement through advanced miniature sensors. That's what we're looking at, folks. So the ultimate power of the New World Order to direct the political and media direction and response of the public, literally for the acceptance of this type of technology, is what this program and this warning is about. If you hear this broadcast tonight and you feel like you want to give Ron Paul's office a call in support, or just alert your friends and family about the need to call in and be as opposed as possible to this alleged wonderful Angel Corporation's product implanting the biochips for the rest of eternity into human bodies, well, please be my guest to do that. And my also recommendation is some heartfelt prayer. At this point in time, I want to ask onto the program Don Newsom, who is the genius behind this whole BBSBroadcasting.com. Don, hi, Don. Welcome to the program.
Oh, you know, Dr. Horowitz, thank you for inviting me on your program. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here. The thing that always grips me about your program is that you're coming from such a good place. And every time you warn these people, you try to bring them the information, you always balance that out with such a powerful spiritual side of you. I love that about you.
Thank you, brother. I love that you appreciate that, and we get a chance to work together in these extremely interesting times.
Aren't they? They are. You know, the times are getting so interesting, and we were talking about this earlier about how the things seem to be changing at an accelerated rate. And by that I mean, with all the people I communicate with and all the things I read and all the things I hear, it seems to me that most of what people have been confused about or has remained hidden is now starting to come out. It's happening at such an accelerated rate that I don't know how any more lies. I mean, the lies are just continually unfolding, and it's going to be a wonderful time period. I think the next 2 years are going to see enormous changes in humanity, the political system, you name it.
Well, I think that's why this agenda is unfolding rapidly as well. There's a spiritual renaissance. And again, folks, if you understand what DNA is, what is the miracle of who you are, and the most advanced information that we have with regard to, I share with you the mathematics of divinity. We have the core creator frequencies of the universe. The implications for healing are absolutely awesome. That we now have the creator's technology, that's the math, the science, the wave frequency specifically,
yes,
for recreating ourselves in the perfect image of our creator. And the fact is, at this time, they're planning to implant us. The Angel Corporation, they tell us, is planning to implant very chips into our bodies, and that's a radio frequency signal that is not of our creator, obviously.
Do you think they'll actually be able to get these RFID chips actually within much of the population? I mean, do you really think that's doable, even after?
Yeah, I absolutely am certain that it will be done.
Really?
There's no question in my head. It's not going to happen in you. It's not. You're not going to accept the mark of the beast.
Right, right.
Nor am I.
Right.
Nor, folks, if you're smart, you wouldn't either. But you know what? It's not only the government's political agenda to reduce two-thirds of the world's population, which they're in the process of doing extremely well. I heard the other day from reputable sources that the reports coming from Africa, and I'm going to be in South Africa in just about 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh, be careful.
I know.
You know, I was going to interject. I talked to a guy who was from there, and, you know, he works for the well, I'm going to put it to you this way. This guy travels to South America. I mean, Africa. And he basically, what he says to me is that he has to take, and this is no joke, he says he takes more shots, inoculations, and everything because of all the problems that are being spread. And from what he tells me, it's being spread by our own people, people that work for these various industries or corporations that are there, people that are being put in these positions, and they're actually the ones that are, you know, there are people that are actually spreading these diseases in order to annihilate the population because, of course, it's a very resource-rich area. But he works in it, and he told me that's exactly what they're doing. And I never really believed it, but this is a good friend of mine I've known for a long time. He works over there. He's never told me what he does until that day we sat and we had a few beers, and he said, Don, I got to tell you, they are wiping out the population systematically, and literally we're building the infrastructure and bring it all over there, and their game plan is to take over all the resources and to eliminate the population. And I just, it shook me to my very foundation.
And guess what? It's not just happening there. It's happening right here, right now in the United States as well. That's what the vaccines are. That's what this whole Model State Emergency Health Powers Act and this terrorism, this war on, allegedly war on terrorism, it's the terrorists who are creating the war. Even listen to Black Eyed Peas, wonderful, wonderful rap song tells you the whole same thing I'm telling you right now. The bottom line is that we are being taken out. And yes, indeed, there will be approximately, let's say, half of the population of the United States that will allow themselves to be injected with these microchips, just like they're being allowing the contaminations from the vaccinations, the heavy metal poisoning, and the toxicity from these vaccines. And the whole contaminated blood supply also has a relationship to the Rockefeller who put together the New York City Blood Council.
Right.
You know, the whole,
yes.
It's simply the same old players, and I'm seeing it over and over again. So I just think that, you know, folks like you who are working diligently to alert the public, to give the public what the Creator's greatest blessing was for humanity. He gave people free will,
yes,
and a choice. And Don, I want to thank you for bringing this type of quality programming to BBS Radio, because you're giving people informed choice.
I'm just doing my part, trying to help. I love doing what I'm doing. And, you know, every time people do their shows and I get these emails, I'll tell you, it's amazing how kept in the dark people are. When they listen to your shows or other people's shows, they'll email me questions or emails of disbelief or emails like, this can't be happening, or what are we going to do, or how do we help, or should I tell my family? And it's amazing, but people are actually spreading the word. And if we can get more and more people out there aware of what's going on, aware of what our government's trying to do, and how they can counteract that within themselves and with taking various products by various good people that manufacture these products or manufacture these various goods that will help them, maybe, just maybe, we can beat them back.
Well, I think they're going to be beat themselves. I think they're going to really beat themselves off the planet. That's what's going to take place. I mean, that's what not only the Bible says that, but also science that we're advancing says that.
Yes.
We know who wins in the end, and now we know even how we win in the end. This whole spiritual renaissance and the awakening of the populations after the decimation of the public to at least a half to two-thirds, you're going to have a major renaissance. People are going to be operating from their hearts instead of their heads. They're not going to be in fear in their heads. They're going to be in love from their hearts. And this is going to be the revolution, the ultimate revolution that's going to walk us into 1,000 years of world peace. and that these people who are so engaged in the atrocities that they are and manipulating the public, see, this is what gets me to the concept that free choice and free will is subjugated by the propaganda so that the mainstream people from the mainstream media programming say that they want this type of technology. That to me is the most incredible thing. They've got the people begging for their own decimation.
Yeah, very true. Very, very true. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's for those of us who are awake, and we have, like you say, I know what you're saying when you say you're so thrilled to get the letters and the response, and then that's what reaffirms that what you're doing is great. That's what keeps us going as well. It's all those people that have told us that our information and our products have helped their families stay healthy and well. And the avoidance of the vaccines, the information that we have to get out of these programs, if you know what the truth is, the truth can set you free. And that's simply why it is that we're doing these programs.
I agree with you. In fact, the reason I'm... you'll hear a little bit of noise as we got a caller online. I think you'll be happy with this caller. Caller, welcome.
It's Dr. Fred.
Hey, Dr. Fred Bell.
So you're going down to Africa, huh?
Yes, I've got to go to give a presentation in Johannesburg.
Oh, that'll be good.
I should get you to talk to my friend, because he's there almost, well, I would say half out of every year he spends over there with these, and he doesn't tell me much about it. I don't know whether he's allowed to or not. I don't know why he never told me what he did prior to us sitting down. He's never really mentioned anything again, but he goes there all the time, and he says he actually works with people that are in the know. They know what's going on. People that are doing what he's doing know what's going on and know about the depopulation, and they actually take a lot of products so that they themselves don't get infected from what's being spread over there. And they got and all the workers, he says, they all go through this crap where they take all these tests and they get all these, I guess, shots or pills or... And he says he feels most of the time when he's there like he's just one big drug.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Fred, what's your take on this biochip thing?
Well, that's been a long time coming. You know, let me just go over. I know we don't have all the time. We're just going to have to run over a little bit here. Back in 1981, I worked on the Global 2000 report when Carter was in there. Brought it out during Reagan. There was a four-volume series put together by 19 federal agencies, all of them in 44 countries. And exactly what you were talking about, I heard your whole show tonight, exactly what you're talking about was predicted in the Global 2000 report put out by our government is absolutely, and then later on in 81 in the Executive Intelligence Review, Lyndon LaRoche's thing, Executive Intelligence Review, he talked about the Haig-Kissinger depopulation policy where they actually ambushed Alexander Haig and Henry Kissinger, and actually admitted in Vietnam that was the first experiment with Agent Orange along the lines of getting rid of people. So now it's come into fruition. Then, now recently, I posted up on, I don't know if you've seen my web page or not, but I posted up the latest laser system. They're trying to say this stuff's not developed. I got pictures of the Army lasers blowing stuff out of the sky. I got pictures of the stuff in space taken from satellites blowing spaceships out of the sky, or trying to. And the chip thing, you know, that chip stuff started back in the mid-70s when we were over there at the Los Alamos and out in the New Mexico when they were abducting humans. There was cattle mutilations, sheep mutilations, and human abductions. One very famous case was a sergeant out there that actually got taken right in front of a bunch of privates and never was heard from again. With the human abduction stopped in 1975. With the Army and the military. Later on, through the 80s, there was still going on where they were researching with the Grays technology the DNA implications of these different kinds of chips. And now it's so sophisticated now. And these things, I don't know if you know how big they are, but they're like smaller than a human hair. That's the sophistication of these things. And so it's amazing And a lot of times...
Is it true that they're actually putting these chips in kids at two different schools in our nation without the kids' consent? This is what somebody said, and it's what I heard, and I can't verify it, but... And they named one of the schools, and I forget the name, but they said right there in that school they're actually putting these chips in these kids in, I guess, in their inoculations or vaccinations or whatever you want to call them, without the kids' knowledge. Is that
That's
true?
The way they work. In Mobile, Alabama, in 1961, they inoculated a million people with cancer, you know, under the polio vaccine. You know,
it's a Tuskegee experiment, too.
So they're actually doing this. They're actually putting it in people without even the people's consent.
Yeah, they were abducting them. Now they don't have to abduct them anymore. It's so sophisticated.
They do that with the military all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, this has been going on now. I remember in the mid-'80s and up to the early 90s working with about 50 radiology labs out here in California, Scripps included, and they were pulling implants. You know, in radiology, they'd find these alien things in people's heads. The doctors innocently were removing these things. They didn't know what the hell they were. There was a huge rash of that, because I was in the medical circles watching this stuff come in.
Some of those things I've seen pictures of, they look like little metallic teas or little metallic things, or sometimes they look organic or a little mixture, I guess, is from what I've been reading. But does our government, has they really perfected this with...
Are you kidding? They use a projector. They have a projector, like a little hologram, and they project it into the brain. And in the brain, it takes the minerals. The body's, you know, 5% mineral. It rearranges the minerals. It makes a substrate layer. That substrate layer solidifies.
Holy
we use technology to develop prototype auto parts in the automotive and aerospace industry, where we shoot a laser, a helium-cadmium laser, a violet beam, 402 nanometers, into a plastic solution to form a part right out of nothing. That's what they do in the head. That technology's old, Don.
Holy Moses, you freaked me out.
No, I'm serious. I better... You know what I'm talking about, Dr. Horowitz, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Don, I know we're at the top of the hour. I don't know what our schedule is. I think do you have another host after this?
No, we can go as long as you want.
Okay. Well, let's just take it to about 10 after then. Yeah, Fred, I totally agree with you. The technology that we are even being made aware of is heavily outdated, probably by at least 15 years, wouldn't you say?
Oh, for the average person, way beyond that. Unfortunately, I was there when it was developed. I saw it.
Do they have those new machines that I heard that they have what they call a resonance? I forget the name of it, but it's something that actually can pinpoint the vibration of a structure, and then they aim it at this structure, and it actually disintegrates it?
Yeah, that stuff
through,
has been around for a long time.
Through harmonics
or something? No, it's antimatter stuff.
And they really have that perfected.
I don't know how perfected it is, but it's been around for quite a while.
And see, that is exactly the issue when we understand that the genetics is an antenna to the Creator and that we're literally a precipitation in a virtual quantum field. Our physical bodies come out of the sonic spirit world. That's where we come from. And so that we're spiritual beings above all else is certainly now proven by science, and this is in the end times. If you had, Don, an understanding with all the power and money that these people wield, that you've got maybe another 6 or 7 years before 2012, before there's a whole complete opening of the heart, a spiritual renaissance taking place universally that's going to impact the populations that you've enslaved for millennia. Suddenly you realize you're going to have to pull out all of your stops. You're going to have to spend all that money and direct all that power to continuing the enslavement. And that's what this technology and this biochip is about.
Well, it makes me, the one thing it does do, and I've felt this way every now and again, and I don't like to feel angry, but I sometimes do feel angry. And one of those anger points that ends up being pushed with me is the fact that a lot of this technology has been given to us by outsiders, from off-worlders, and has been given in such a way as that greedy assholes, excuse me on the radio, have and people with very sick intentions have been utilizing that stuff against us. And it irks me that you know, some alien civilization would take it upon themselves to do that to the rest of humanity and to allow people like this to gain control over that technology. Doesn't that irk you? It irks me to the point I keep thinking that, you know, is that really allowed? And if it is, and if they've done this, these higher-end forces, shouldn't they be handing out technology to people that will do some good with it to counteract it?
Yeah, you know, see, there's something else that's extremely important for us to look at. And, Fred, I know that we've had some discussions about this. You know, we're each other's bio-holographic projection.
Yeah.
And so the fact that this is happening to the planet is not only our responsibility, but literally our creation, that we're responsible to the level of being a virtual portion of the creative source of this lunacy.
I get that. You know, I get that we're responsible and that what we see, and everything around us, we are in some way responsible for. But still, it keeps coming back to the fact that most of the world's woes and these greedy people that have enriched themselves on the backs of others, and the technology was not human made. It was provided from off-world sources, and are we responsible? I guess so. I mean, we're responsible to clean it up, even though we weren't the ones that brought the technology here that's really helped enslave us. But
yeah,
we are responsible in cleaning it up.
People that have the consciousness will do that, but there's a lot of people out there that don't even believe this stuff yet.
Yeah.
They're still not quite getting it, you know?
Right, right. And so this is, I think, the political and psychosocial movement is where we can't go into the anger that you're feeling, Don, and I'm the king of anger, so I can tell you, it doesn't work.
Yes.
What does work is a forgiveness that sources from the understanding of sourcing.
Yes, you're
sourcing
right.
As a creator, this whole scenario. And it's a hideous creation. And we as loving human beings must not tolerate it. And we will not tolerate it when more people in the 100th monkey and the critical mass starts to move from their hearts and not their heads, realizing that we are the ones that are literally creating this by choice.
Yes.
We're not choosing to hold hands and circle the White House 2 million people strong. We're not choosing that. But when we pull together and move in this direction, I think that is going to ultimately either be the critical trigger for the messianic age for 1,000 years transformation of this planet, or it's simply going to be a supernatural thing where literally the skies are going to open up and people's hearts are going to follow suit, open up, and ultimately then we're going to lay down our weapons because we're going to be so enlightened by the love that it doesn't make any sense to inject ourselves, our holy spiritual temples, with anything that these, quote, angel corporation wants to inject in us when we've got the creator and the protection of the heavenly throne behind us.
I see. Thank you for clarifying that. You're right. You're right. No doubt about it. I believe you're completely correct.
And the bottom line is, energy follows thought. I know Don Newsom, Leonard Horowitz, and Dr. Fred Bell do not accept this reality. We don't accept it. That's why BBS Radio is going to become explodingly huge. There's three individuals, there's others besides us, that absolutely do not, under any pretense, accept any of their bullshit. We don't accept it in any way, shape, or form. So screw them, and there's nothing they can do about it. There's everything we can do about it.
Yes, yes.
That's it. Absolute. All right, Len?
I love it.
Yeah, that's
very frank,
baby.
You know,
I don't. And I've got such tremendous mental power now. I gotta be careful what I think, because shit happens too fast around
that's
here.
That's what happens to me, too. We're getting to the same point.
Don's the same way.
That's exactly right.
I have to go up there. When I was up visiting Don a few weeks ago, I had to put a hat on his head and bucket over his head because he was thinking too hard.
You know, the other thing that I think is happening.
Yeah.
Fred, I want to compliment you on your frankness, because that's really, if you look at what's also necessary.
You have to have absolutely the truth, and you have to live by the truth to have this power. If you live by a lie, you don't have any power. You give your power away.
Exactly right. And so this is what is thrilling to me to see from a political perspective.
Yeah.
I look forward to soon the day when more people like you, Fred, will attend those hearings in Congress. They're going to step up. They're going to allow themselves to be arrested if need be to articulate the truth, and that so many voices will cry out the truth.
Yeah.
That ultimately the deception cannot withstand light. Like darkness flees in the wake of light, so it is with the truth affecting socio-political and economic systems.
Yes, yes.
The government's in the fishbowl now, though. They're getting so exposed. That's why the energy's on our side, because of our rotationary position in the precession of the equinox. We got the universe on our side for once. We're not in the Renaissance anymore, where we didn't have it on our side.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I would hate to be one of them, because they must be dealing with internal demons that are just wild,
exactly,
considering the energies that are in place, and it must be making them just sick, worried. I mean, wow, I just wouldn't want to be in their position right now, and it's going to get. I agree, stronger for us, and more energies in our favor. You know, Len, you are in Hawaii, correct?
Yes.
I would love to start talking with you about putting a BBS radio convention next year on with guest speakers from BBS Radio, and I've already spoke with Doug and the others. We want to do this. We got to start now. And if we could hold some sort of BBS Radio in conjunction with you, Doug, Pyridine, whoever, and we hold and we bring maybe 40% of our show hosts, fly them there, and we put on a 3-4 day event with BBS Radio hosts live. And we sell tickets. We get maybe a hotel, the flight, and we get some bulk rates. We get them to buy tickets through us, and we then pay the show hosts for their time.
That would be fun.
And we make this a several day event. We start now, and if you know of a place in Hawaii, Len, that we could do this.
I know. Len knows lots of places.
You know, we'll find a place, Don. Where there's will, there's a way, bro.
Over on the Kona side, there's so many of those big hotels that need business.
And great energy in Hawaii, from what I understand.
Oh, right here, there's astonishing things happening. Absolutely fantastic. By the way, we've just advanced research on water, folks. You have to look at this. The Hawaiian kahunas that have held that the birthplace of the universe is right here on the Big Island at the top of our mountain here, that the water now that Dr. Emoto has presented us with, the crystal clustered structures of the water of the breath of the earth, the lava heated steam that we are harvesting here in Hawaii, that this actually tells the same exact story that the Hawaiian kahunas and the Hawaiian lore have held with regard to this being the place critical for the rebirth of this entire planet. So, Don, your idea to bring BBS Radio folks here would be an awesome thing.
I would love to, and I want to. So hopefully we can all plan this. And I'll do most of the work planning it and everything. We've put on conventions before, and I have other people that put on some of the largest conventions actually in the country. So we'll have good help, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Let me give you a website to check out this water, and then also the concept of, and Fred, I think you'll totally enjoy this too and get behind it.
Well, you know, I'm really into this. You know, this Dr. Batman Menji or whatever his name was. He was the water guy that was in Iran. He was in jail for in 79 for 3 years, and he was healing everybody with the water that he had there. I've been really into water right now, so this is really good. A few years ago I wasn't. Now water is a big thing right now.
Yeah, check this website out. I'm going to give you two websites.
Yeah.
One is www.steamventin.com.
What is it?
STEAMVENT.
Oh, Steam Vent, okay.
INN.com. And then that's our facility's website. We have a ministry here that's operating on behalf of humanity to advance these projects. Steamventin.com, and then do a slash forward off of that.
Yeah.
And then go to Breath of the Earth, small letters, Breath, B-R-E-A-T-H, then underscore of underscore the Earth. And then read that, and then from there, link to www.live, that's L-I-V-E, H-2-O, .org.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, live, H-2-O, .org. And you'll see what we're advancing here in Hawaii that is on behalf of humanity.
Now, slightly changing the subject, about talking about getting the word out. Don, have you told Dr. Lynn about what we're doing on Sunday and where we're going with this thing with the stations? Does he know about any of that stuff yet?
No, I haven't told anybody that except for you and a few others. Until Sunday, until things work out, I wasn't going to tell anybody to make sure.
Yeah, but, keep it quiet.
But I'll fill you in. Len, we have some situations here that are going to bring BBS right into the forefront. And from what we understand is, some of the shows are going to soon be carried with over 400 or 500 AM/FM stations across the country.
Yeah.
Starting
Sunday.
Yeah, one show, and then we have more that
there'll be plenty of more
yeah,
calling.
And we have someone who owns three different radio networks. We'll be talking with. Our schedule's filled out, folks. We can now promote.
Yeah, you're gonna get ready to ride in the universe, baby.
We've been waiting for this since August, getting our schedule, because we couldn't put any PowerPoint presentations, CD-ROMs, or anything until we knew our lineup, and it would have been changing so much, and now we're rock solid, so we can actually have some fun promoting and marketing it, so we're doing that.
Yeah, we'll get ready to talk to the whole world.
We're going sky high, folks. This is something that is necessary, and we have a lot of great people that's going to bring it to the forefront.
Awesome.
Yeah, so now when you get out there, you're going to really get out there.
We have, I mean...
Yeah, we're going to be the largest network in the world probably by the end of the summer.
I would love to get out there and grab a large share of the listeners, especially because people are still out there floundering. It's funny, most of the emails that I get, most have the same theme, and that is, glad I found you.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing else out there. Glad I found you. That's about the general theme of it.
Wonderful.
So I keep thinking there's a lot of networks out there, but I guess nothing that's so all-encompassing and awareness-building as BBS. So
the only other one out there is AirAmerica.com, and we're going to slaughter them. And they're boring, you know.
Oh, I love all the radio networks. I wish, you know, I love them all. If they're actually presenting the truth and trying to build that awareness and build that connection with humanity one with another, I love them.
Yeah, but most of them aren't. Most of them are making a buck, and they're out there for greed, unfortunately.
That's
they're all controlled.
Yes, well, there is that.
I was watching MSNBC, and once you get to know the truth, they are so controlled. I've been watching, that's my favorite one to watch, and they are so controlled.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my God, it's sad. Yeah.
Well, five media networks really own it all now, I think.
Yeah.
Down from 44, it was 9 a couple of years ago, then 8, then it dropped to 6. I think there's only 5 major media companies left. There's a few littler ones, but there's about 5 major ones that own it, just about all of it.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Well, Len, we're going to have some fun.
All right, bros.
How long are you going down in Africa for, anyway?
I'm going to be there for about, I think, 10, 12 days.
Okay, and then you're coming back to Hawaii?
I've got to go to Massachusetts, Boston, and then Idaho, and then back to Hawaii.
Oh, Boston, that's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, they got the digging project done.
Yeah.
The time I went there, I had to wait in line for that traffic.
Yeah, the big dig.
The big dig, exactly. Well, have a safe trip down to Africa, man.
Great, guys. Thank you so much.
Well, Leonard, I guess we'll have you back again next week up through June, and then you're taking off for a little bit?
Right, yeah. From the month of June, well, I'm overseas and I'm off the mainland here,
right.
I will be on BBS Radio by way of your archive files.
You got it.
Yeah, but your shows are getting pretty hot, so don't be gone too long.
That's right.
Your shows are getting hot, man.
Cool. Well, we'll do it until the first Tuesday in June, and then I'll be back the first Tuesday in July.
You got
it. We can handle a month.
Oh, yeah. And it's
going to have some hot new shows and new information, right?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you know, John, I'll give you a call. If I'm able at all to do it the last week of June, I'll let you know.
You got it. Well, I can call anywhere. I mean, if you want to do it, I don't care where you are in the world. We'll get you on.
Yeah. Okay, sounds great.
You're going to have a lot of hot information for us. You're going to be smoking when you get on again.
Wonderful.
You're gonna be wanting to get. You won't even be able to wait to get back. But you're going to have so much new information. I'm going to do it.
Look forward to sharing it.
Yeah, me too.
Well, Leonard, God bless you, your family, and the people you work with. I'm happy to have you with us. You're fantastic. It wouldn't be BBS Radio without you.
Exactly. I agree. You're my favorite show.
Oh, you're dialed. Both of you. I love you.
Yeah.
I love you guys a lot.
Me too.
I mean, my heart is with you. The best thing I can think of is namaste.
Namaste.
Mahalo.
All right, my brothers.
Okay.
Right. Aloha.
Aloha. Okay. And we're still on the air, I think. Well, maybe I'm the only one who's left. Hey, folks, you get an earful of Dawn. I know that doesn't sound quite that exciting. It's not all that exciting to me because I'm the one who has to talk, and I don't even like listening to myself. So I'm going to let you, the rest of the audience, go. God bless you all. Have a wonderful week. And remember, it's all about attitude and perception. God bless you all. Good night. We're going to play some wonderful music for you. You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program. And we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.